Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Matthew. Picking up where we were last week, let's read verse 14 and 15. "Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all." Heavenly Father, help us to learn from the Scriptures. Help us to see Christ from the Scriptures. And Lord, may the day star rise in our hearts and help us to follow him and be with us, O God. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. In our study in Matthew chapter 12, this is part 4. And I know I picked it up right in the middle of something. But Jesus was confronted by the Pharisees prior to these two verses. They complained that he was picking fruit or grain or whatever it was and rubbing them with their hands, he and the disciples. And they said that was winnowing grain or harvesting grain or something. And they said, "Hey, you can't do that on the Sabbath." And he answered them and ignored them. Then he went into the synagogue, and there was a man with a withered hand, and the Lord healed him. And again, the Pharisees had a cow and says, "Hey, you can't heal anybody on the Sabbath. I mean, do that on Thursday or something, but not on Saturday." And again, he ignored them. And it says that he left the synagogue and great multitudes followed him. But they, the Pharisees, with the Sadducees, I guess, too, and the scribes or whoever, they went out and had a deacon's meeting or something and said, "Hey, we're going to throw the pastor out of the church." But they had a meeting that they might destroy Christ, because he was destroying their religion. They had it all sewed up. They were in charge. They had the Bible. They used it as a prop. Moses said this and that, but the Pharisees, they had all these extra rules. And if you wanted to be in the synagogue, you had to toe the line. And Jesus came in and upset their apple cart again and again. And again, and we got to get rid of this guy. And they held a council, a meeting, whatever. How can we destroy him? How can we get rid of this man? Never mind that he's the Son of God. Never mind that he came from heaven. Never mind that he's the Messiah, the one the Old Testament prophesied again and again and again about. We have to destroy him. But the common people understood who he was, and they followed him. And it says here in verse 15 that he left. A lot of people followed him, and if they were sick, He healed them all. And he'll still do that today, by the way. If you trust in him and follow him, bring your problems to him, have people praying with you, what have you, go to the elders of the church, like it says in James, Jesus still heals the sick today. And I would encourage everyone today that if it's sickness, or you can't pay your rent, or they're coming to arrest you next Thursday, or whatever the case, whatever the problem, bring your problems to God. Pray and ask him to help, because there's nothing that God cannot do. And Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. If you see it in the book, and you come to him the way the book says, and you meet all the conditions, if you're suffering because of some sin, then confess the sin and repent of it and leave it, flee it. And then say, oh God, I know I messed up and I know I caused it, but will you please heal me? Because I've confessed and forsaken and I've given my heart to you and I want to follow you. Please help me. And I can't tell you what God will do. I don't know what God will do. But if we trust in him, there's no telling. There's simply no telling what God can do. And again, let's put our trust in him. But it says in verse 22, then there was brought unto him one that was possessed with a devil. Demon spirit would have you. He was blind and dumb, or he couldn't speak. And Jesus healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? Isn't this the Messiah? Isn't this the one that the Old Testament prophesied about? And the answer is, of course, yes. Yes, he is. Today's topic is demon spirits, or devils, or whatever term. And we find all through the Gospels, and in Acts, it mentions demon spirits, or devils, or whatever. And if I told you I understood everything about it, I'd be lying to you. I don't. But it says that this man, he was blind and he couldn't speak. You know, today we have an operation, maybe. The guy can maybe get a cornea transplant or whatever the case. He couldn't speak. Well, maybe there's speech therapy or something. And maybe that will be helpful in this man's case, or maybe not. We have all sorts of diseases, and you go to Ochsner, you go wherever, charity or whatever it's called now, whatever your case. And chances are, if you got a problem, they got a pill for it. Chances are. They can't do everything, but they can do an awful lot today. And honestly, we're talking about demon spirits that oppress this man and cause them to be sick. If you go to the doctor and he gives you a pill and you go away and in a few days later you're healed, then you were sick. You had a physical malady and the pill took care of it. If you took a pill and you're healed, then that's what it was. It wasn't a demon spirit causing you to be sick. And again, if I said I understood, I would be lying. I don't understand all of this. And today, we don't think in terms of demons. We just don't. But I want to take a look at this topic, demon spirits. I've got five things I want to hit. And there's other things I could say, and honestly, that's point number five. There are other things we could talk about, other scriptures we could quote. But I don't have time, what have you, so these will have to do. Those that are oppressed or inflicted or afflicted or possessed or whatever, sometimes, they come off as crazy, the people. Matthew 17, verse 14 through 16, it says that they were coming to him, or rather, the disciples, when they came to the multitude. There was one guy that came, and he knelt down and said, "Lord Jesus, please have mercy on my son, for he's lunatic, or he's crazy, and he's very much troubled. For often he falls into the fire." You understand that back in those days you had to cook with fire if you wanted to eat. So there was fire everywhere, and he would have a fit, the dude, and fall into the fire. Or sometimes he'd fall into the bayou, into the water. He's going to burn, or he's going to drown, or whatever, and he's having a fit. And it says that they brought him to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't do anything about it. And we know that the boy was healed. But this is my first point, or my first case, or whatever, that sometimes demons will make you crazy. Now today we have drugs, and that certainly helps, but not all of what you see is physical. Not all of what you see is a chemical problem. Sometimes there's demons involved. And certainly, sometimes when you get too far into drugs, you act like the devil. But then there's evil. Evil or malicious or murderous or demonic. Take the case of Hitler and Pol Pot and many others you could name. Hitler was evil. Killing Jews to the tune of 6 million, that's evil. But Hitler, he went after the Jews. And then others, I understand there were others, the gypsies, whatever. But the Jews have been persecuted in like forever, all through history. For the last 2,000 years, they've been chased around and chased out. In the UN, for decades, they'd have vote after vote after vote, and everybody would vote against the Jews. Vote against Israel, call them all kind of horrible names, what have you. There's no rational explanation for century after century after century of hatred and persecution directed at Israel or the Jews. There's no rational explanation for it. Satan is behind the persecution of Israel. And Satan was behind Hitler, working through him, what have you, in Goebbels or whatever, all of the people. You could say, and not be wrong, that Hitler was demon-possessed. It was obvious, but the evil that he did, it had to be the devil behind him. And today, we have the persecution of the Jews, and it doesn't make any sense. You can look at October 7th, or whatever date it was last year, whatever it was, I forget. Okay, fine, Hamas did what they did, but then our universities, and outside of the universities at Columbia and what have you, there were demonstrations for the terrorists, agitating in support of terrorism to persecute and to kill Jews. That's not normal. That's demonic. You know, you can go to Revelation and you can read about the woman in the wilderness and whatever. She was persecuted. And I had a conversation on Facebook about that just, I think, yesterday or this morning or whatever. Okay, so let's move on. Some crazy people or some people that are strange or whatever, you might say that they have a chemical imbalance. Or I mentioned drug abuse. If you go too far, you go crazy. There are medical or scientific explanations for many ailments. But you can't medicate away evil or demonic activity. Some of the murderers, some of the rapists that we hear about, whatever, that are in Angola and whatever we see on the news sometimes, those people are evil. But there's demonic activity. There's hatred and what have you, and a spirit of evil behind them, or working through them, or whatever the case. Now, the question of evil is human. It's us that are carried away into murder or envy or strife or whatever. It's us that do the things when we do them. It's us that are wrong. But also, some of it is demonic. But again, the Flip Wilson defense is not going to fly. God's not going to take, hey, the devil made me do it. We're all responsible. Regardless if the devil helps you to sin or goads you to sin or twists your mind and you end up doing some stupid thing, at the end of the day, you're guilty. And you have to pay before God for whatever sin you commit. Okay, so let's move on a little bit. And I want to say that there are a number of references throughout the Bible about demons, what they do and how they affect people and what have you. In the Gospels, a number of times it's mentioned that people were possessed and Jesus set them free. But here's another aspect of demonic activity. There's bad religion. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times or the last days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And it goes on a little bit. But doctrines of devils. One of the things that is prevalent in the church maybe or maybe on some of the TV programs is the gospel of greed and the lies that surround it that, hey, if you give $100, God will give you back 10,000 or whatever, hundredfold return. And that's greed. That's just simply wrong in God's eyes. But so many people are seduced by it. But the things of God and the church of God would have you is not a racetrack or a casino. If we give to God, if we put money in the bucket at church, whatever, it's because we are concerned about, hey, we want to keep the lights on, or hey, you know, we've got a radio program, or we send money to missionaries. We want to support the work because we care about souls. That's godly. That's right. But the idea of greed, it's wrong. There's false doctrine in the church here and there. Then there's the cults and the false religions. Islam is a false religion. And we talked about that already. Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, and others are false religions, and they offer a false way of salvation. You want to know what's right? Get your Bible, read it for yourself, and let God speak to you, speak to your heart, And if you're honest with God and pure before Him and say, Lord, I want to understand, He will show you what the book means. And you can have good religion, if you want to use that term. How will a man or how will a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto thy word. Stick your nose in the Bible. Learn what it means by studying the book. And you can have a pure heart, and you can go to heaven when you die. But if you get led astray by false religion, false doctrine, what have you, you end up deceived, and you'll lose your soul. There are a number of other things I could talk about, other scriptures we could quote, but these four topics or views or what have you relating to demon spirits, this will suffice for now. But in verse 24, remember, they brought somebody that was possessed with a devil, and Jesus healed them, and all the people were amazed. But in verse 24, when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow, Jesus, he's casting out devils, yeah, but it's by the power of Satan that he's doing so. By Beelzebub, the prince of devils, that's where he gets his power to cast out devils and to raise the dead and to heal the sick and all that stuff. But Jesus knew their thoughts in verse 25 and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And he goes on a little bit, but I'm going to take a minute to say this. If a kingdom or a country is divided against itself, it cannot stand. It'll be brought to desolation. It'll fall and be destroyed. America cannot stand. America cannot stand because there's a continual fight and a division. And Trump is the focal point now, but before he came up, it was Bush. And before that, it was Reagan. And all the Democrats, they were against anybody that said, hey, let's do the right thing. Let's try to have in economics, let's be conservative. Hey, let's try to live right and be responsible. But the GOP and the Democrats, they fight. That's all they do is fight. But a country divided against itself is brought to desolation. Okay, I said my little piece. Let's get back to the scripture. Jesus said, if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. If I heal that boy or whatever by casting a devil out, how can it be that the devil helped me to do that work? Because Satan's kingdom, he's fighting against himself. He cannot stand. And if by Beelzebub, by that power, I'm casting out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore there shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then know this, that the kingdom of God has come unto you this day. I'm not talking about the end times, but when God does something obvious, it's God reaching his hand down from heaven. God has come to you today and done this great work or shown this miracle or whatever. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man? Then he will spoil his house. And I'll say this, There are those that teach an awful lot about the strong man, and they focus on casting demons out of lost people and Christians and whoever they can convince. And there's this great teaching, but most of it's made up. The Bible says some things about demon spirits, but it doesn't say a lot. But those, like everything else, I suppose, there are those that will make up whatever doctrine and draw people away from Christ. And that, to me, is the problem with deliverance ministry, so-called, is the focus is not on Christ, but on the devil. But again, in today's understanding and mindset, if we're sick, we don't even think about the devil. We just pop a pill or go make an appointment or whatever and let the doctor say, hey, you know, it's this or that, or we'll cut that thing out, or whatever the case. That's a wonderful thing, that the things that we have in medicine and whatever, we don't ever think in terms of demons. But demons are real. And in some cases, that's what's causing the problem. But Jesus cast out demons, and he also commanded his disciples and empowered his disciples to do that same thing as well. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, and when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. And that passage goes on. But in Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, when he calls his disciples and empowers them, he said, hey, go heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, and freely give. And this passage goes on, but we'll pick it up next week. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's joeykelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.